friend. Welcome to The Funny Thing About Parenting. This is TJ. That's Melissa.
Hi.
We're back to hang out with you for another week. Glad you're joining us, wherever you might be, whatever you might be doing. Hopefully we can just be your friends here for a little bit. And this week, we are, well, we took last week off.
Yeah, that's right.
We were on vacation.
We went to Disney World without our kids.
Whoa. Just diving
during,
right into
during their spring break.
Parenting hack. 163. Go, leave your kids behind. No. Yeah, we went down to Florida because, as you know, we love it down there. When you're from Minnesota, you need the heat in the winter. And it was nice to go down. And we brought our kids down there a handful of times over the last 5 years or so. We were just down there a couple of months ago. And after we got back, we were like, all right, spring break. Mm-hmm. Let's see if just me and you can go somewhere. So we were looking around and we ended up landing on Florida just mainly because of a familiar, this is my word.
Familiarity.
That's my word.
Familiarity.
We each have words that we cannot say right.
Ever.
Can you say yours?
Adirondack. Adirondack.
We said
chair.
Those are our words. Adirondack and familiarity.
No matter how many times I pronounce it in my head, it'll never come out right.
Anyway, so we found ourselves in Florida again, and this time we decided to go to Disney World without our kids, and it was such a nice, relaxing week. We got on the airplane and we sat right next to a family. And right away it came up, what are you guys doing? And we said, we're going to Disney World without our kids. And the husband looked so shocked and confused. And he asked the question, what do you do in Disney World without your kids?
Yeah.
And I did not know how to respond. The perfect answer would have been this. Everything.
Yeah.
You do everything. And at
what
the same time,
you do?
You do nothing at the same time. And that's kind of what it was. Like,
it
some
was.
Days we would go around and sightsee a lot on in the Disney World area. And other days we just relaxed by the beach or the pool.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of fun, like, more adult, like, lounges. And, like, there's so many good, like, food options. And it was really mostly just a resort relaxing kind of trip. It wasn't like a go Disney trip, which I feel like people are often doing when they go to Disney World with their families. They're trying to check so many boxes and make sure they do all the things. And when you go without kids and when you've been there before and you don't have to like make the most of every single amusement park, we just got to go at our own pace. We went to the World Showcase at Epcot and like traveled the world. I mean, it was lovely.
I'll give more of a detailed trip recap on the other podcast that I co-host with a couple buddies called Disney World is Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But Melissa and I, we did have a great time. And the thing that we wanted to talk about on today's episode is maybe a couple of things, but starting with how we were reminded when you travel without your kids, on one hand, you kind of miss your kids and you end up thinking about your kids a lot or talking about them. And traveling with your kids is so great because you can create memories while it's also, it can be exhausting and whatever as well. And that's what I think we love to do. But traveling without our kids, we were reminded, because it's been a few years since we've done that, we were reminded that it's kind of like a recalibrating event.
Especially going to a place like Disney World where you're surrounded by a lot of families, you really get to like just like observe parenting styles and observe kids and like kind of chuckle at like kids being crazy, be like, oh, we get it. We've been there. And like the survival that like every parent is in, like when their kid is like not going or not appreciating the fireworks or not listening, you kind of get to sit back and like understand the kid's perspective more than when you're in the moment. And I don't know, it's just like, yeah, recalibrate, reset, like, huh. You see things that like, oh, I've been that mom yelling at my kid. And maybe like now seeing it from like the outside perspective, maybe I'm going to try not to do that. You know, just.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah, that's the thing. When you almost like grow, you almost grow in empathy as a parent when you see other parents with their kids. And when you don't have your kids, like you're walking around so carefree, you have nobody to be responsible for.
Yeah. You grow in empathy for the kids and also for yourself as a parent. Like, yeah, this is hard. And we do.
And it's just clearer too. It's like you become an armchair expert observing other parents. Yeah. You're like, oh yeah, that kid obviously needs a snack right now. Mm-hmm. Or that kid needs a little pool time. You become an expert. Or
that kid needs a hug. Like there's, I'm like, I just want to give that kid a hug and that mom. Like, let's just take a little space. I'm going to give you both a hug and then that a
mom
snack.
That mom needs
some Dole Whip.
Get that mom a mojito.
Yeah.
Stat. Right now.
Yeah.
And yeah, traveling without your kids, it's like I said, it kind of resets so that you kind of end up reflecting on what you love about each of your different kids, and you come back home with your energy tank is filled up and ready to go. Who knows how quickly it'll drain as soon as you get home, but you kind of come back with a fresher perspective. And it's been a little while since we've done that. Now, it was interesting, while we were gone, the kids were at your parents' house most of the time, which we're super lucky that was able to be worked out. Each of the kids kind of handles you being gone differently.
Mm-hmm.
What was your take on?
I would say our firstborn was more like interested in kind of our plan. What did you do today? And like, did you go, like, because, you know, he's been to Disney World before, so he wants to know, like, did you ride this ride? And he also is like really into our traditions. Like, he's doing Wordle every day without me, and like that's kind of our thing to stay connected throughout the day. Like, we try to beat each other. We usually do it together.
He thinks he's pretty hot stuff too, and he's pretty good. I'll give it to him.
He's in charge of our March Madness bracket, so he's just updating us, like the statistics.
Oh my,
like,
goodness.
This is where Dad's at. Like, that's
he's been obsessed with the brackets, which I love.
Yeah.
I love it.
So that was like his way to stay connected to us while we are gone, is knowing our plan, doing the things.
Child number two,
she had so much FOMO. She was the most like
emotional.
Yeah. Yeah, just even over FaceTime, like, she started like crying one night, like she just missed us, but then it turned into like she was laughing and trying to like make herself laugh. She's like, when you come home, I'm gonna pinch your butt. Like, she just tried to make herself laugh, but she was, you could just also see like her heart through her eyes.
Only a middle child can cry and laugh at the same time.
Oh my gosh.
It's definitely a unique trait. It's funny because we ran into a bunch of families while we were down there who stopped to say hi, recognized us from videos, and so it's, what I love about that is it gives us a chance to meet other families and to relate really quickly, because they the topic is always like birth order and the sibling dynamic, which is so fun to hear. And most of the time it's like this universal relatability that kind of all connects us. So I get,
especially to the middle child, it's like,
that's,
oh my gosh, my middle child. Or
so what
I
was, we ran into a family
it.
Who was talking to us about their middle. What,
yeah,
what did she say?
And I feel like this happens a lot where there's like, you feel like you need to do a disclaimer. Like, they're like, but yeah, my middle child's crazy, but also my middle child has the biggest heart. And I think that is very true for a lot of families, is that middle child is kind of like the emotional ups and downs are really extreme. But they also just like, I think they just have such a natural connectedness to others and like an I don't know, they just have empathy. And I would say that's true for our middle. Like, I don't know, she can be really up, really down, really sideways, but at the end of the day, like, she is the most affectionate. I get the most hugs from her.
Definitely the most expressive too.
Yes.
Sorry, I'm sipping on my Kona coffee from Florida.
Oh, can I share a quick Tenley story?
Please. This is your podcast. This is your time.
So it was a couple weeks ago. This is just kind of an example of her empathy. A couple weeks ago, I was solo, I think, putting the girls to bed while you and Teddy had basketball. And I don't know. It was like we're brushing teeth. Somehow, I don't know why or what, but like Maisie had like a plastic bag like over her head or something alarming, where
something
I was like,
dangerous,
oh my gosh. So I was like, take that off your head like now. And then anyways, fast forward to bedtime, Maisie is screaming at me, I hate you. And I'm like,
you ruined my life.
It like triggered me. I was like, I was trying to save your life, like, fine.
How dare you?
Like, so I kind of lost it on her. I'm like, because she just was relentless. She like hated that I told her to do something. Oh my goodness. So I was screaming at her.
How dare you speak to the queen like that?
I know. So I just lost my cool. And then Tenley was like, Mom, you're being mean to her. Stop yelling. And that, for some reason, it was just really emotional. Like, your kid is like in danger, and then their emotions are high, and they like are mad at you. And so it was just kind of this emotional moment. And then Tenley like stormed off and went to brush her teeth. And I went over there, and I like, I don't know, I was just like emotional. So I like kind of started, I was like, I'm sorry, you're right. I was being mean to her. I'm sorry. And I think got a little emotional myself. And Tenley just looked at me. And she goes, oh, Mom. And she just came over to me and embraced me. She just gave me the biggest, tightest hug and didn't say a word. She just said, oh, Mom. And she just hugged me tightly with no words. And it was...
What a doll.
So sweet. It was like, in that moment, I just needed someone to hug me. And it was so sweet. Oh, I love her. Yeah. So, middle children... They can drive us crazy. They can make us laugh.
She's actually reminded, like, moments like that too have reminded us that that's what sometimes the kids just need from us when they're freaking out, or, you know, like Maisie. First of all, here's big revelation on this trip. Huge in our relationship. We've been married for 15 years. We've been together for almost 20 years, I believe. Maybe 20 years. I learned that you are basically Maisie, who is our third born, the queen of our house. Yeah. Major revelation on this trip.
I don't know how I feel about that.
I'll describe it, but I say this endearingly, so don't take offense to this. These are not dicks.
But I will. I will take offense.
You get hangry. Uh-huh. You get hangry. You're just moody when you haven't eaten a while. You get a little hangry. So yes. That's what I learned. You get into such a better mood once you get a little food in your belly. So mm-hmm. I tried to keep the food coming, I guess.
Yeah, you got to predict it in advance before I get to hangry stage.
You're just, and not only hangry, but like we're walking around and hangry, like crabby too. You're just a little crabby if you're hungry. And I'm like, maybe previously that would kind of bug me a little bit, but now I knew, like, okay, she just needs some food, just like my 7-year-old daughter. I get it now. What was the other thing that reminded me of Maisie?
I don't know. Sometimes I'm a little like prickly.
You are
like,
such a rose.
I just want love, but also sometimes, like, you know, I get touched out. Like, it's just like, okay. I don't know.
Yeah, because you call her a rose, where she's just beautiful, and then the closer you get, there's these little thorns that you just need to be careful.
Yeah.
You are similar.
So, yeah. So, Maisie, our third born, when we were gone, she seemed, like, disinterested. She didn't always want to talk to us on FaceTime. Like, the kids were taking turns, and she was just, like, doing her own thing.
She was fine.
Like, yeah.
She didn't need us.
She didn't really care. But you can tell, again, like me, like, I might... have a hard front, like I might act disinterested or whatever, but at the end of the day, we still just want to be loved.
When we got home, Maisie was super cuddly. Mm-hmm. And so you know that she, it's just kind of this front that she puts up. And then Winnie, our youngest, she just loved playing with Grandma and Grandpa's dogs.
She loved it.
She threw up one night, which is super nice, as did our oldest. We perfectly escaped.
Perfectly timed.
The stomach flu, and we felt so terrible. We had no idea. The kids weren't sick when we left, mm-hmm. and anyway.
And they're fine
kind of a
now.
Sad deal. Yeah.
Yeah.
But just a great recalibrator, because then we get back home, and I mean, let's be honest, also perfectly timed, because our first full day back home, they're now back in school.
Yeah.
And
get a little breather.
Now we have even more energy in our tank. Tonight's going to be awesome. The kids have nothing after school. Mm-hmm. We'll play some cards, play some Uno, and have some good family time. And who knows when that tank is going to run low again. It probably won't take long.
It won't take long.
But it's just, it's nice. It's nice to like zoom out and get that bird's eye perspective. That can really only happen when you disconnect a little bit mm-hmm. for even a short amount of time.
Yep.
It was just a good reminder.
It really was. So maybe your next date night should be to a place full of families and you can just don't be annoyed of the children.
Right. Look, exactly.
Sit back and let it remind you how much, you know,
get away
you
from
love
your kids, so you can go see other kids to be reminded that you love your kids.
Something like that.
All right. That's all for today. Just a quick little fun little recap. And we, as always, thank you for joining us for the funny thing about parenting. Hope that you have a great week, and we'll see you right back here next week.
Bye.